Good morning. It is good to connect with you on this Sunday morning. Today we take a moment to hear from the book of Philippians, the letter that Paul wrote to the church in Philippi. And as we take a moment looking at these words that Paul wrote long ago, we consider how we can push forward in life, how we can press on in life through adversity. Paul here writes some of the things that many would consider to be an advantage, and he names how, in fact, they are not compared, there's nothing compared to the future hope and glory that he finds in Christ, and likewise that we find in Christ as well. So I invite you to hear these words. We'll be reading verses 4b through 4b through 14, the third chapter of Philippians. So I invite you to hear these words. If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake I have heard suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own. Because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I consider those stories that I recall where someone pushes forward, they press on towards a goal. And those are stories that I appreciate. I value them. We hear a lot of stories from athletes, sharing how they pressed on, in a competition, or they pushed, on past an injury, recovering from an injury, and then getting back into training and winning, the event or the competition. There's many of these stories that we can recall, and for our own selves, we may have stories where we have pushed on, we have pressed on, we have taken what was behind us, let it be in the past, and we have moved forward. When I hear Paul write these words about pressing on, I really think about those road trips I've taken. I know it may be kind of an odd thing to think about, the Apostle Paul writing about pressing on, becoming more Christ-like, and I start thinking about road trips. But I think of all the road trips I've taken where maybe I had an hour left to the drive or 30 minutes left to the drive, and yet I found myself exhausted and tired. Now, in my younger days, I may have taken that moment and just went ahead and gone on to my destination, even if I was tired and worn out and shouldn't have been on the road. And I advise you that if you are in such a situation, rest. Don't be like I was in the past and pushed on unnecessarily. But yet, when I have those moments, when I'm driving, or maybe another goal that I'm working towards, I find myself in that last stretch, and I find more and more that it's important for me to rest, to take that pause, to not push on so hard as to totally wear myself out. Now, in those moments, I still have the goal in mind. I still have the destination in mind. But I believe it's important for us as we go through life that we keep that goal in mind, recognizing that getting to that goal, of being more Christ-like, of growing in faith, is filled with turns and twists, with changes in the journey. But yet the goal is the same. Much like going on a road trip and making all kinds of detours and changes to the itinerary, but yet still getting towards the destination. Now, I know when we think about these words from Paul, it again can seem a little odd thinking of the journey of faith being like that of a road trip with all kinds of turns and changes along the way. But if we really think about our life, think about our experiences, all that we have gone through, all that we have lived through. Certainly, we can mark on a map of our lives all those turns, all those detours, all the stops we made. But yet, we move forward. We move forward in life. This, I believe, is what we are called to do as a people of faith. We fully recognize that in our lives we will have changes, we'll have twists in the journey, we will have stops, we will have breakdowns. But yet we move forward, growing in faith and growing more Christ-like in our journey. Now, Paul names in here that he had all kinds of advantages. He had all kinds of assists, I should say, in his journey and in him getting started in life. He named that he was, you know, of the tribe of Benjamin. He was, you know, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. He had all these things going in favor, he believed, you know, with his relationship with God. But yet nothing compared to having that hope in Christ, that all those things that could have given him advantage did not compare at all to the hope and the life that is found in Christ. I also think it's important for us to consider this as well. As we go in our journey, as we press on in our faith, as we move forward, there may be things that we consider to be an advantage, things that we may consider to be a one-up in life. And certainly there are blessings and privileges that have been given to us, blessings and privileges that we receive without any action on our own. But I believe that it's important that when we recognize these blessings, perhaps we recognize these privileges that we have in life, that we keep them grounded, and in fact, we use them so others can experience and move forward in faith as well, that they can experience that full life of moving forward in faith and becoming more Christ-like as well. For if we have advantages and blessings given to us by God, or if we have privileges that our world has given us, and we do not use them to share the love and hope of God, to bring about more hope and life in the world, then we will have squandered what has been given to us. We will have squandered, I believe, an amazing opportunity from our God. But I also believe, though, that we don't become so fixated on this, that we don't become so fixated on the past and things that we cannot change, that we do not become so fixated on them that we forget of that hope that's found in Christ and that resurrection. That is the goal that we are called to draw closer to, that we are called to move forward. Yes, we use all that has been entrusted to us and shared with us to spread the hope of the gospel and to move forward in faith. But I believe as we move forward, we will have challenges, we will have detours, we will have breakdowns as we move forward in life. But I believe our God is with us, calls us forward, and calls us to a new beginning. I believe we are called to press on and growing in our faith and moving forward as followers of Christ. Yes, there can be difficult moments. Yes, there will be challenges. But I believe our God is with us, and I believe the Holy Spirit is with us, calling us forward and into new life. So let us press on. Let us move forward. Let us use all that has been entrusted to us in building up the kingdom of God, of proclaiming the hope that is found in God. And may we move forward faithfully, pressing on to experiencing the hope and resurrection that is found in Jesus Christ, now and for all of our days. Amen.